All right, Nate Ramsey. None of your guys are around here. They all left. Probably got flights. Let's talk about your team, first of all. RJ, really good. Just really bad starts. He did his RJ thing where he got a little buck wild, but he charged hard in shape. Jalik, I thought, had a good couple motos. And then Hawkins was up there in moto too.
Yeah, you know, I think RJ got off to a great start, obviously, last weekend with that moto win. And, you know, one out of four motos, he's been able to ride like he can instead of going kind of old school RJ. You know, he tends to get a little bit not really panicky. I don't think he's there in these motos, but ultimately he can't really find his rhythm because he's constantly just eating roost. And, you know, it's just a hard position to be in. So those three out of four motos have been just tough. I mean, you're using way more energy than you should have to. And ultimately, I think he just made, you know, these three motos a lot harder than they had to be. And obviously he's trying for a great start. They all are. And he does great. You know, he makes good choices on the first lap normally, and gets up there. And then it's just, you know, I think everybody was pretty quick here, so it made it even tougher. And then Jalik, you know, I've just been asking him, he's kind of getting back in race mode. Like, please, you just get up there on the start. Get up there. See the pace. I don't care how long you last, but get up there, see it. And
he's been doing that.
Yeah, and honestly, he is. He's a great starter, and he does a lot of really good things on the bike and with the track, and there's a lot of good qualities that are there, and I'm just trying to get him to keep fighting. Fight for every point that you can, and then ultimately, I think he'll start finishing where he belongs, which is a lot closer up to the front.
Yeah, it looks like he needs like maybe 10 more minutes of fitness, right, or 5 more minutes of fitness.
Yeah, you know, I honestly think he's fit. It's a mental side of things when you know when the going gets tough and trying to push through that wall.
Yep.
Like, so I think it's more mental, because when you look at him after the motos, he's not bad at all. Yep. So I'm kind of impressed and encouraged by that. But ultimately, he's just mentally got to wrap his head around there's going to be some really tough parts of the race.
Sure.
Yeah, his lap times, I bet if you looked at the top, say, 12, 15 guys, I bet you he's got the biggest spread between quickest and slowest.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If he has a bad lap, then it's really bad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and he jumped off the track there right before the mechanics area. And
still got a kid.
Yeah, that was a little scary, and then couldn't get back on, and, you know, he did the best he could with it, and then I think that spiked his heart rate, and ultimately then you got to recover a little bit, and then he pushed again to the finish. So there's definitely a big spread on his lap times, which comes from not racing.
Yeah.
You know, his first race was last weekend, and that didn't go very well.
Yep.
So I definitely like what I saw this weekend, and also this week he was fighting every time he was on the track, working hard and pushing himself, and he wants to be up there, and he'll honestly think he'll keep getting starts until he figures it out.
And Hawkins, what do you think of his day today?
Well, I think he struggled a little bit in practice, just getting comfortable, and then that first moto, just, you know, took the spill after the finish line, and ultimately just couldn't find any pace or rhythm to catch up. You know, he's in that realm of speed where if he's up there, he's pretty decent as far as, like, top 15.
Yeah.
And then if he's not, it's hard for him to catch up. So he's got to find a little more pace, tempo, and I think he went flat a little bit in that second moto. So I'd like to see him be able to push all the way through.
Yeah, that's about 15 guys like that, I would say.
Yeah. You either get a good start and you're at the front of that, you know, that speed, or You can't battle back through.
As a manager, I heard a lot of complaints about the track today. What'd you think? You've raced here 800 times, so where were you at with your thoughts and then your riders' thoughts?
First off, I know how hard it is to prep a track and, you know, get a good racetrack that you can pass on, and everybody's got different theories, but I was a little let down just because it wasn't very deep. Which in my mind, and this is my opinion, I think it causes a lot higher speeds. You're going faster. If you fall, you're hitting the ground and it's harder.
Sure.
So I like to see a deeper track with more line selections and more places to go, more usable. And I get the theory of trying to make it a little flatter where you can move around everywhere, but it just didn't work out that way. And unfortunately, it didn't even get super rough. You know, it was more kind of square edgy and choppy and things like
old that. School Hangtown, probably like – maybe your first, like, 96, 97.
Yeah, honestly, it was. We even made that statement today. And I just think it creates a little bit of follow the leader. And it's a fine line between too deep and not deep enough. And do we put this product on it to keep it, you know, keep it fluffy or not, you know? So I think ultimately when you have trouble getting around lappers, or lappers don't even know where to go to get out of the way, you know, you got to rethink it a little bit at that point.
We had RJ on Monday's Pulp Show, and he said he's really happy with his motor. He's been very vocal and complaining, and before he's not complaining ever again. You guys gave it to him. He's happy. And, yeah, he seems like he's in a really good place.
Yeah, absolutely. We've definitely made improvements. We've learned the bike. I mean, everybody under the group is working really hard and working together really, really well to get the bike better and better and better. And I think it's one of those things that you're just never there. It's just like being a rider. Like, as soon as you think you're there, that's when you get passed up or pulled away from or whatever. So you ultimately can never rest and go, all right, we're good. You know, you got to keep pushing and keep working. And it was nice to have some of the Austrians around and help us with some things. And, you know, ultimately just keep chipping away, making the situation better and giving the riders an easier platform to work with.
Great. Yeah, and you've been there as a rider. You know the good and bad about, you've been there, so you understand it, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, from every angle. And I know a lot more now than I did as a rider. I thought I knew as a rider.
Yeah, really, right.
And, you know, you kind of get through the moments and you understand both sides of the story, I guess, at this point. And I enjoy this part of it, too. I mean, it's the next best thing to being out there. It's very challenging to try and, you know, put a good program together. And, you know, I think the key to it is just surround yourself with good people, which I think we have. We got a good crew. We have a good communication with Austria and, you know, and all of our, you know, teammates and partners here in the U.S.
Cool. Thanks, Nate.
All right. Thank you.